The Hit List.
The Hit List.
KMFM.
Hiya, how are you?
Sorry, I just took a drink.
It's all right.
I'm good. Sorry about that. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So let's talk about the single first. Body Talk, it's out on the 24th of July. Would you say it's a perfect representation of how your upcoming album is going to sound?
Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say it's got a side of a quarter of what some of the records like. It's definitely the more disco end of the record, but it's the first single off album two. So
what else can we expect from album two?
There's a wide variety of things. I mean, really, it's all talking about generally the same thing, but it's a lot more emotional than the first record. There's kind of things that I guess I wrote about that I kind of felt were just, I guess, naturally I was writing about at the time. But there are some upbeat sort of tracks that, aren't too whiny. But then other tracks that are kind of, a bit more rawer. So, yeah, it's good. It's got a good mix.
Yeah, is the album ready to go then? Or
it is. I wrote it. I've written it, sorry. I finished it a week ago. So, it's ready to go.
Okay, do you have a release date yet? Or
I don't have a release date, but it's out in August. in autumn, even.
So. Okay, we'll go for autumn. Do you have a name?
I do have the name. I came up with the name the other day, but I'm not going to say anything just yet. I want to keep it as a surprise for now.
Can we have a clue to keep people guessing?
It's a track from the album.
That's not a good clue.
It is because I'm going to be releasing the album track listing very soon.
Okay,
so
that's
then
fine.
It'll be an easier guessing game.
Okay, it'll be a random guess. So I've been looking at your gigs that you've got coming up. So you're heading to Hackney and you're heading to Hungary. Bit of a difference.
Ooh, yeah, a little bit.
So do you sometimes like wake up when you're on tour and just forget where you are?
Yeah, I do that a lot. I mean, usually you're on the sleeper bus, so you'll wake up and be like, It does take you a good kind of minute to adjust to where you are. Usually, I mean, it's weird. You could be anywhere. Hungary and Hackney are different. So.
Yeah. They've both got the H's, though, so it was nice to say on air.
I know, that was quite good.
It's got a good ring.
I say Hungary a lot.
Just
a general being hungry.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Hungary before?
I haven't, no, so I'm really looking forward to that.
So it's going to be your first time in Budapest?
It will be, yeah. But I'm really excited about this show, so it should be good fun.
Yeah. Do you get time when you do these shows? Do you get time to kind of go out and explore and become a bit of a tourist for the day?
You kind of do, and you kind of don't. But sometimes it really is just like in the venue, sound check, do the gig, and then you get on a bus and go, somewhere else. When I remember, being in Tokyo and my mum texting me last year and being like, "Hello, love, how are you? How is everything? You all right? Shall I pop round for a cup of tea this afternoon?" And I was like, might be a bit hard. My mum in Tokyo.
You can do, but it's a bit of a trek.
You can do, but yeah, it might take a while.
Get the extra air miles in.
Yeah, so it did get a bit like that last year.
So outside of music, what else do you get up to then? Because it's always interesting to find, like, if somebody's a secret beekeeper or something similar. What else do you get up to then, if it's not all music?
I'm not a beekeeper.
That's a shame.
I like, there are all sorts of things I get up to, I guess. I think, I love, I mean, I work sometimes in my mum's stalls. My mum has a vintage stall in East London, and I quite like to go and work on that, which is good fun, doing all the roll-ups and that kind of thing.
Oh, really?
It's good fun.
Have you done that from an early age?
No, I haven't really done it from an early age. I kind of started, because she just set it up like 3 years ago, and then when the first album was sort of out, I'd sort of, any sort of spare time, which wasn't much, I'd kind of just go down to the market and help my mum out, which was quite fun. But yeah, I guess that, and then all sorts, really. I mean, it's been fun to work with like H&M. I'm doing like a new project with H&M, I've helped them design their new range of clothing, which has been really fun. So that kind of stuff's always good fun. And I love fashion and kind of get that from my mum, I guess. So to be involved in that kind of thing's great.
Yeah, so when you're on the market still, do you find as time goes on, you get recognised more and more on the market still? Or do you put on a disguise?
Yeah, because you can dress up when you're at the market stores. So I'm usually, I've usually sort of, yeah, dressing up in like weird masks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So
I reckon I'd be a baker.
Oh, that's a, but the early mornings though, could you do that? It's like 4 a.m. or something, isn't it? 3 a.m.
I'm sorry, but if I could smell cake, I'd be there.
But do you find that once you, if you, do you think that if you're smelling cake every single day, eventually it will lose its appeal?
No.
Okay, we'll go for baking then. Baking, fashion and music, sorted.
Yeah.
Right, so tour with the new album coming up. Have you got a tour coming up around the UK?
Well, sort of deciding things at the moment. I have a London show coming up, which, like you said, is going to be in Hackney, which is going to be all the fun. And then I'm going to be setting up, I'm setting up dates at the moment. So I'm going to be working out like when I can kind of, you know, I guess, make my way around the country, which is going to be fun.
Is there anywhere that you really, really, really want to play at some point in your career? Like a dream goal to play? Any sort of venues?
That's a really good question. Playing, I mean, I love like acoustic, like I love acoustic sounds. So there's like, I'd love to play a church maybe one day, like a, you know, like an abandoned kind of church. And it's just got a really beautiful vibe. And I always think that the acoustics sound really good. Yeah. So I think one day it'd be nice to kind of strip back the whole album and do like a, I don't know, just a complete acoustic set.
Well, outside of it, that'd be quite good, actually.
Or on top of a mountain.
So on a church, maybe a church on top of a mountain. Then you tick both of them off at once, don't you?
Exactly, yeah.
So obviously being in music, you must listen to a lot of other artists. Who's on repeat on your playlist at the moment? And who do you recommend to the listeners of KMFM to check out?
I've been listening to lots of different things at the moment. I think like the rest of the world at the moment, Years and Years, I really love. I saw Ed Sheeran at the weekend at Wembley and I just thought, you know, God, that's brilliant. Obviously, everyone's also listening to that. But there's a girl, actually, I love her voice at the moment. She's called Emily Nicholas. She has a new song out called Stereo and it's I can't quite describe her voice, but it's something everyone should check out. And it's just, you know, really beautiful. And she just has this haunting voice that, yeah, is just kind of spine tingly. So, yeah, check Emily Nicholas out.
Definitely. Okay, I'll check her out. Do you see a collaboration happening with her in the future? Would you like that to happen?
Well, I love it when females collaborate. I don't think it happens enough. So, yeah, I think she's great. She's brilliant. I would love to see her live, actually. So,
yeah, a dream collaboration. And if you said you love to collaborate with females because you don't see that often, who would be your ultimate, if you could have anyone you want in the world, dead or alive, to collaborate with, who would it be?
Well, I really like Cyndi Lauper. I think she's lovely, and I think she's like, she's one of those artists I always think, you know, she's amazing, but her voice is so, so powerful. And as like old videos I started watching recently, and she has like this husky thing that I just love to be in the same room with. There's lots of people. I mean, I love lots of old female artists that, you know, just have those big, powerful voices. Nina Simone, I love, and those kind of artists. I love Eminem. Eminem is the one. I think I'd love to rap with him. That's on a list of things to do.
Is that on album 3?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
The plans are written down.
Albums.
Okay, that's cool. As a little interlude, you know how like Linkin Park teamed up with Jay-Z?
Yeah.
Collision Course, but with foxes and Eminem.
Exactly.
Keen for that. So we're going to play your new single Body Talk next. Can you tell me a little bit about that, please?
Yeah. Well, this is the first track off the new album, and yeah, this is for me, it's like definitely one of the feel good songs of the album, and it's got an emotional feeling to it, but it's also about, you know, just letting go of things and finding a way to, you know, move on from something in a positive way.
The Hit List. KMFM.